Soon, what about predictors of response to hormone therapy and ER-positive disease? And the obvious one is ER. And what about the future in terms of RT-PCR? My understanding is that Oncotype's going to start reporting quantitative ER. Do you think maybe that, or looking at other variables, is going to be able to tease out this issue of what kind of endocrine therapy to give to people?
Oh, yeah, actually, we have very interesting data from microarray analysis of the cancer event from a prevention trial, tamoxifen prevention trial, in which we looked at, is there any gene expression differences between ER-positive tumors arising in the placebo arm versus tamoxifen arm. We were hoping that we may be able to identify genes that are responsible for tamoxifen resistance. Instead, what we found is ER, essentially, as a determinant. So if you look at ER-positive tumors arising in tamoxifen arm, essentially, those tumors that has high level of estrogen receptor messenger RNA disappeared. But those with lower level of RNA still remains. So those are responsible for essentially resistance of tamoxifen, so lower level of estrogen receptor, which points directly toward the B14 data where we looked at the RNA level for ER. It was highly predictive of degree of benefit from tamoxifen. So
how did you look at the RNA?
By RT-PCR, but as part of Oncotype.
Oh, as part of the Oncotype, sure.
In the case of prevention trial, using two different microarray chips, but the data points to the same direction, that the tamoxifen-sensitive tumors are the ones with very high level of estrogen receptor RNA. So higher the target level, the more responsive to tamoxifen. So if you look at the ATAC data, it looks like the data suggests that even the tumors with lower level of estrogen receptor, and it's by immunohistochemistry scoring, they seem to gain similar benefit as in high expressors. So my hope is that maybe by looking at the ER level in a much more quantitative manner, like in part of Oncotype, or say, for example, we may be able to identify those subset of patients who may get more like a preferential benefit from AI versus tamoxifen alone.
Purely by the quantitative level of ER.